It is a great pleasure to welcome President Karzai to my hometown of Chicago after he extended hospitality to me during my visit to Kabul recently. During that trip to Afghanistan, we were able to finalize a strategic partnership agreement that reflects a future in which two sovereign nations, the United States and Afghanistan, are operating as partners to the benefit of our country's citizens, but also for the benefit of peace and security and stability in the region and around the world. I want to thank President Karzai for his cooperation and his delegation's hard work in helping us to achieve this strategic partnership agreement. And the NATO summit is going to be largely devoted to ratifying and reflecting the broad consensus that so many of our partners and ISAF members have agreed to. One in which we are working with the Afghans over the next several years to achieve a complete transition to Afghan lead for Afghan security. One in which we continue to provide support for the Afghan National Security Forces that have made excellent progress over the last several years. And also painting a vision post-2014 in which we have ended our combat role. The Afghan war, as we understand it, is over. But our commitment to friendship and partnership with Afghanistan continues. And so the strategic partnership agreement, this NATO summit, are all part and parcel of a shared vision that we have in which Afghanistan is able to transition from decades of war to a transformational decade of peace and stability and development. I just want to express my appreciation for the hard work that President Karzai has done. I think he recognizes the enormous sacrifices that have been made by the American people and most profoundly by American troops, as well as the troops of our other coalition partners. We recognize the hardship that the Afghan people have been through during these many, many years of war. Both of us recognize that we still have a lot of work to do, and there will be great challenges ahead. The loss of life continues in Afghanistan. There will be hard days ahead, but we're confident that we are on the right track, and what this NATO summit reflects is that the world is behind the strategy that we've laid out. Now it's our task to implement it effectively, and I believe that we can do so in part because of the tremendous strength and resilience of the Afghan people. I think they desperately want peace and security and development. So long as they're reflecting that resilience and that hope for a better future, they will have a friend in the United States of America. So, President Karzai, welcome. I'm confident this will be a productive NATO summit. And I'm looking forward to continuing to work to implement the plans that we've laid out.
Great. Thank you, Mr. President. We have had a